Merry Christmas, everyone. It's a great joy to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ on Christmas Day. So many people all over the earth find joy in celebrating his birth each year. Christ is born for us. Come, let us adore him. These words of the Liturgy of the Church should inspire in us to realize that our disposition before Jesus Christ should be one of adoration, where we seek to know him and to worship him. We celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ all over the earth, in our churches, in our homes, in public places. We have the wonderful, beautiful scene of the Nativity, the Christ child, the angels, the Blessed Virgin Mary, Saint Joseph, the wise men and the shepherds, all reminding us of what this day is all about. It's about a unique person who is the Savior of the world, Jesus Christ the Lord. The Church, as we know, has never tired of celebrating the birth of Jesus. Even if throughout the year we were to come up with some excuse of why we don't want to celebrate Christmas, when Christmas rolls around, somewhere deep in our hearts, we feel drawn to this mystery. We feel that this day is unique, that it's unique among all other days of the year, and we feel called to honor the mystery of this day, which is the birth of Jesus. This day calls us to open our hearts again to the mystery of God. The world, in different ways, can often seem closed to God. Sometimes the hearts of men and women are shut. It's as if there were a door that could be opened to the mystery of God, but is closed because of various reasons. In a dramatic way, we see when people are consumed by violence and all kinds of evil, that their hearts are closed to God. But also in subtle and personal ways, people can close themselves off to the mystery of the Lord Jesus when they deal with all kinds of sorrow in their life. Sometimes we can have so much sorrow and pain in our own lives, we can begin to wonder, why should I celebrate Christmas Day? Why should I even believe that there is joy for me when I experience so much sorrow and hardship? This can lead us to close our hearts to the Lord and to the mystery of Christmas. Also, in a hidden way, little by little, we can close our hearts to God when we forget him, when we're consumed and inundated by materialism and the noise of the world and the busyness of life, and little by little we forget about the presence of God and how important he is. Yet through all of this, the baby in the manger breaks through. He comes to us. He is born for us. And we come to realize that he is the Lord. In his littleness, he has found a way into our world. Here is no ordinary child. Here in the manger, the Son of the Virgin Mary is true God. He's God himself. God has become a little child while maintaining his divinity. In this way, he's the source of life, of eternal life, of hope, and of happiness. In the midst of a world tormented by all kinds of evil and violence, the Christ child is showing us that he is our peace, that if we follow him, we shall find peace, that his peace, his light, though small and seemingly insignificant in this world, is more powerful than sin, death, and evil. In this way, if we follow Jesus, we can always go forward with courage, without fear, but with courage. Even for those who, by their own choices, are immersed into a life of sin, the baby Lord Jesus offers them his mercy, calling them to repent of their sins and to begin again as his followers. In this way, they can go on without despair. Christ is greater than all kinds of evil. In the midst of all the different manners of sorrow that can afflict us, Christ is there. The sorrow of loss, the sorrow of losing friends and loved ones that we need and that we have loved, the sorrow of sickness, of tragedies, of loneliness and rejection. The Son of the Blessed Virgin Mary offers, in the midst of our sorrows, he offers to us his little sacred heart, which is filled with divine and perfect love. He extends to us his tiny hand And he asks us now to trust him, to have faith in his word, to be truly devoted to him. In this way, the Christ child helps us to go on, knowing that he is with us, we are not alone, that he has a plan for us that is eternal. He helps us to go on with hope. And in the midst of a world that often forgets God through materialism, noise, and busyness, the Christ child finds a way into our lives. He may be in a manger for animals, but he is born for us. Born outside in a place where there is very little noise, hardly no material possessions, of nothing to do except live. That's where he's born, a place where all he needs to do is to live. Christ is calling us to make space for him in our hearts, to take the time to reconsider his life, his teachings, to make time to pray, and to allow his light to illumine our minds, to think about what is truly most important in our lives, love for God, faith in him, and love for one another. In this way, Christ opens to us an entirely new way of life, a truly spiritual life, a life of grace and truth. Dear brothers and sisters, Christ is born for us. May we imitate his Holy Mother Mary and Saint Joseph, the shepherds and the wise men, and renew our personal devotion to him, to Jesus Christ, our Lord. God loves you so much. He loves you so much that he gives you his only Son, Jesus, that in the face of all kinds of trouble, you can have courage. In the face of sorrow, you can go on with hope. And in the face of all things that may make you forget God, you can not only remember Christ, but you can truly live in him. Christ is born for us. Come, let us adore him. Merry Christmas.